Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando's here. Mary's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the smartest ladies I know, founder of The Woman's Advantage, author of a number of books, including The Woman's Advantage, including Leading with Care, including Nine Lives, Stories of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet, etc., etc. And she is a great resource for any small business, and we're so happy that she shares her time and wisdom with us. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is always great to be here with you.
More than 11 years you've been spending time with us, and we've enjoyed every one of them. Mary, it's not just a cliche that it's better to keep a customer than just to go find a new one. What do you think?
You know, that is absolutely true. Oh, my God, all the studies show that you really just need to hang on to your existing customers, do what it takes to make customers happy. So many people spend all their attention on going out and getting new one, and then the customers are walking out the back door. Well, you're not ever going to get ahead that way.
Yeah, you're not even the people who are in front of you. You act like they're chopped liver or something, and it happens all the time, doesn't it? Like it's like the newness of a new person is more valuable. Like their money is more valuable than the people who've been supporting you all these years.
That's right. It's almost like you're keeping score, and it's all about the next new customer.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, "Wow, these customers have been with us 8 years. This customer has been with us 4.5 years. This customer is doing 50% more business with us this year than they were doing last year." Those are the important stats to keep, not how many new deals did you close. I mean, yeah, you've got to be closing new deals and bringing in new customers, but you really have to safeguard the ones that you have.
All right, let me give you an example of what this might look like. And some folks might be surprised to hear me say this, but here you are in front of this someone waiting on you in this small business, happens all the time, and you're a regular customer. And they're in the middle of taking care of you. They're in the middle of maybe answering your questions or whatever, but you've got a busy life too. The phone rings. And they pick up the phone, and they're off to the races with this person. They leave you sitting there cooling your heels while they take care of the entire question and the answer period with this person on the phone.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I don't know why people think that there's a rule that you have to answer the phone when it rings. Like, you know, you're going to get burnt or something if you don't do that. If you're dealing with somebody else, and I mean, this is true also just in your office, if you're working in your office on something important, you don't have to stop every time the phone rings. And clearly, if you're working with another customer, you really need to give that customer your full attention. So if there isn't anybody else available to answer the phone, I would say default to letting it ring or letting it go to voicemail, and then you can always follow up on that as soon as you can. But I really do agree with you. I think there are people who would disagree with us, but agree with you.
The smartest response I've ever had was someone looked at me and said, "Oh, you know what? I'm all by myself right now. I'm going to take their name and number, and I'll would that be okay with you?" And I said, "Absolutely." And they would say, "Yes, ma'am, I'm with another customer right now. If you give me your number, I'll call you right back." And they did it, and they were back to me in 25 seconds, and we were all happy campers.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Or, you know, here's another alternative. You can be working with a customer, and the phone rings, and you can say, "You know what? I hear the phone ringing, but nothing's more important than you right now.
Yeah.
What kind of impression does that leave?
Absolutely.
If they hear that.
I've actually had people say, I've actually said, "You can get that if you want to." And they say, "No, it'll go to voicemail. That'll be fine. I'm waiting on you right now." Let me say one other thing right here, Mary. what you and I just talked about were good examples that we experienced and bad examples we experienced. The good examples today, in the 21st century, the good examples do not happen without training. They just don't happen without training. What do you think?
Oh, wow. Especially with younger employees.
God bless them. Everyone, they just don't know any better.
Yes.
This is not an indictment of them. It's just the way it is.
Right, because they've been conditioned to be very reactive rather than proactive about things.
Yep,
so the phone rings, you have to get it right away. You know, or there's a text, you have to stop and look at it right away. So I think you're really right. And it really is, the onus is on the business owner to talk to the employees about what is important, about what you should do in these kind of situations, and not just assume that either people will act the way you would act. Well, how are they supposed to read your mind, right? Or even that the way you would act is the right way. So you need to put some thought into these things. You need to be intentional about your dealings with customers.
No question about it. One of my favorite stories is I was talking to the person who was managing the banking industry for a state. He was in charge of their state group for all the bankers years ago, and he said, if every one of my members would make sure every customer they have right now has all their financial requirements met, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
That's probably true. You know, that's probably true. And you go, I was actually just in my bank the other day doing a personal banking transaction, and he said, oh, I see you've got these three accounts, and one is, you know, have we helped you with everything that you need on your business account? Is there anything that you'd like more information on with your business account? And it just occurred to me, and I said, well, you know, actually, I've been thinking about the value proposition for my current merchant account through my website. And he said, I can have somebody get in touch. By the time I got back to my office, I already had an email from somebody else saying, I understand that you're interested in finding out about our merchant accounts. Let me know when's a good time to call you. And I thought, wow, that's really, I hadn't even thought about it. Clearly had not gone in to talk about that, but it's just asking those
there
kind of questions. Is there anything else?
So think about this, folks, as we go to the break. Think about this. What if you already know all the people that you need to be successful next year? What if you already know them? You just need to contact them, circle back with them, let them know that you're still around, and try to help them. What if you already know those people? That'd take a little bit of the load off, wouldn't it, for worrying about next year? 20 after, right back with Mary Cantando from Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.